we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
Damn! Oh my gosh, we didn't even practice that.
I'm so impressed with ourselves.
We literally
right
just
now.
Started it.
Listen, that's the song that's been stuck in my head with all this shit going on. Like,
you're just singing that in the car.
It's yeah. the end of the world. But
crying.
I'm like singing it in a bebopping happy way because right. I'm just, you know, unlike the rest
Not
of civilization,
uh-huh.
I'm kind of like, this is really humorous right now.
I am too. And we'll get into that, how everyone's dealing with it, truly, how everyone's dealing with it differently, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's right and what's wrong. Like, I feel like sometimes I'm not handling it right and sometimes I am or whatever. So
I think you and I are on the same page with it, though, which is actually kind of funny.
And I think a lot of our listeners are, we'll hope. I mean, I don't think everyone's freaking out.
Yeah.
I have to believe that that's true, right?
Well, from what I noticed with the drinking bros and drinking broettes groups.
Yeah.
They're doing the same thing as me, just using humor.
Using humor, being prepared.
Being prepared.
Like, get whatever
they're
you
not,
can.
They're not saying, fuck it.
Sure. It's not like, no, fuck, it's not
no,
real.
But they're kind of like, calm it down.
Let's just,
Karen, you know.
Just calm it down.
Just a little.
Just a little bit.
Like,
can you tell that I'm living with someone that is going out of his mind?
Is he a doomsday prepper?
No.
Oh.
He's a drama queen. Do you know what I mean?
He's
There's
an
a
actor,
difference.
Girl.
Yeah. So like, he's an actor. So doomsday preppers, I wanted to actually talk, like, see if we could get one of them on the line on Ross Patterson, Drinking Bros, Art,
I know
whatever.
One.
You do?
Yeah, he's a seer guy. He's
I
an
wanted
old
to
seer
talk
guy.
To them and be
and
like,
that's the funniest part about it is we, as in survival instructors,
yeah.
we're always prepared, right?
Yeah.
Like, when I think about it, like, I fly with a survival kit. Just like just in case the plane goes down
yeah.
or any crazy thing, I always have a survival kit on me for any
You're prepared.
Type of situation. And then on top of that, my husband and I have our own like hurricane survival kit. We have multiple survival kits at
okay.
home just whenever we need to use them. But when it comes to like the prep part, like the craziness of it, we don't because we kind of just rely on being prepared
yeah.
in the aspect that we are, being skillful in what we and knowledgeable in what we know. Whereas to me, doomsday preppers is like, to me, that's over the top.
Well, they're completely
right?
contained, right?
Oh, completely.
So they don't need
or, like,
water service.
The bunker and
yes,
and all that. Whereas for Chris and I, we'll be good for a bit and then we can go out and just get the shit that we need, right?
Right.
So doomsday prepper is another level of it. And I think that's what's funny is because the seer guy is 100% that. And I was like,
yeah,
huh, that's interesting.
Right?
I might be able to get him on.
Maybe
just
that's why,
him.
Right? But maybe that's why you're so calm too is because you're like, dude, this is what I trained for kind
well
of.
I'll tell you right now, there's been fucking, of course there's memes galore about this, which I'm loving, like, in a way, like, this is really funny to me. But one person said, shit, I don't even know, like, I don't know what's gonna happen when I run out of food after all this, because I don't even know where to find where Doritos live. And part of me was laughing, but the other part of me sat there and was like, okay, I'm good, because I know how to hunt, we know how to trap,
yes.
we know how to
yes
everything, and we know what to do.
Yeah.
So.
And I think when people are so reliant.
Cool.
You fucker.
I'm closer. Let me see.
Okay.
I just don't know what. If you guys are listening to the show, we had this Dan's computer, by the
Look,
way. Too.
Of course, Dan's
computer. We have a Drinking Broettes logo up, which I'm so excited because we have a really awesome.
So we won't have to deal with that.
Logo.
Yeah.
Military medal alert coming.
That's
so
stunning.
Excited. And it says Drinking Broettes, and it...
They nailed
wait.
It, by the way. I mean,
they
fucking nailed it. Shading,
I'm
everything.
Telling you, I've been seeing their stuff for a while, and I've been wanting to buy these military freefall jump wings,
yeah.
right? Like the halo wings. But then part of me was like, don't be a fucking idiot. Like, what a turd. Like,
Calm
part of me was
down.
Like, what type of person am I to have jump wings in my fucking house that's on a wall? That's not me. Like, that's not me.
Yeah,
So part of me was like, I really like
no,
it
right,
because
yeah.
it's really cool looking. But another part of me is like, I'd feel like a turd.
Right.
Having it up
You
in
don't
want
to go too, like, lean in too hard to
no.
your whole persona.
No. No. But we have a lot to catch up on.
We really do. Oh, my gosh,
I
you
missed
guys.
You.
I missed you, too. We hugged,
really
even
did.
Though we're supposed to be social distancing.
Well,
we
you're
hugged.
Not really much of a hugger as much as what I noticed. Like, sometimes
are you?
Kinda.
I
so
didn't
I
know
noticed,
you were.
Yeah, so when I say goodbye,
okay.
I always want to come in for a hug, but you just, like, walk away, and I'm like, It's cool.
Stop.
No, it's not like a bad thing. Because that's just the type of person that I am.
I'll hug all the time.
But then a lot. But then I always try to,
you know what,
respect people's boundaries. And so I know there's sometimes we're just talking and like we're walking away as we talk, and you're just like, see ya, bye. And part of me wants to be like,
well, run up. I feel like
I tackle you. We do hug a lot when we drink, though.
For sure. We're and like picking each other up. Yeah, oh, we're dancing together, but that, hand to me, in hand.
That's where I start going, I don't care what she wants right now because I want hugs.
No, absolutely. What hugs are to me is like if I'm not going to see, or if I don't see someone that much.
That's true.
And we've just like met up for coffee and I haven't seen you in like a month or whatever. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But then if I like see you every day, then I don't. So I guess I was just kind of like, oh, I'll see you tomorrow, even though I didn't see you again for like a month.
I know. Well, the thing is, too, is like when Chris comes home from work, comes home from work, he'll give me a kiss and a hug traditionally. Like mm-hmm. It's always like a big bear hug. So maybe I'm just used to that. And we used to always do it with my dad.
Yeah.
So it's just something. And so
now I know.
No.
Nope. Hugging every time now. Every single time. Now I know.
No, but when I saw you, I was like, I have to hug you a little bit. But. Dude, a lot has been happening.
Oh my gosh. We're not even talking about the corona. We're talking about Love is Blind. We're talking about the Bachelor.
Oh, I have so much to say.
I would love to hear. I actually need to hear your take on The Bachelor because I've heard everybody's take. I know kind of how I feel, but I'm actually not sure. So I need to hear how you felt about it.
The whole ending?
The whole ending.
Well, I'll tell you right now, this whole season with Peter.
It's been the worst.
Is a complete shit show.
The worst that's ever been.
This guy, which you can't even throw him the term gentleman, because no offense, like, even though he tried to be as polite as he could, this dude has no clue what the fuck he wants in life, in a relationship. He is puppeteered by his fucking family. He still lives with his family, by the way, which to me is a red flag at 25 years old. Remember we talked about this?
We did, but it was like his first time, heritage or something.
Yeah, the first time. I know. And we go back to like episode what, five or six or something,
where
I was like, hey, you know, first episode of the season, I was like, this is part of who he is and blah blah blah. And now I'm like, fuck that dude. He was not ready for this experience, and he should have been honest with himself about it all, right? God. It was a shit show.
It was awful. It was horrible. Everyone hated it.
First of all, I'll say this. Like, when it comes to Hannah Ann, and you guys might crucify me for this, like, I don't know. But I think my opinion about her and the entire season is part of me was like, were you really there for love or were you just acting like you were? Because to me,
you can never tell.
Like, with I couldn't tell with her because a lot of stuff was kind of dramatized. It was just a little bit over the top. It was like, are you really that infatuate with him when I don't know? And that's the hard part, is when you see what the camera's on or not. Like,
when you know,
you can't tell, right? Because they show you certain clips.
And when you know that all of these girls have a headshot and have an agent, it's really hard to tell. Okay, I know you're an actor and you're trying to act and break into the business, but this time you're really looking for love.
Right.
So you're kind of like, everyone is in the business in some way.
To me, like, there were certain girls to me that I really felt like really did like him or love him.
Yeah.
Like Kelsey?
Yes.
Like 100%.
You're an idiot.
Madison, I totally believe she did. Victoria, no.
Yeah.
Like, no. Hannah Ann, not really that much. Like, I felt everything felt staged and felt like she had these lines already like memorized and was just very dramatic. And so to me, I was kind of like, I don't know about that. So part of me feels like she kind of just went with the flow, was like, totally love the fact that she was picked, even though she didn't like question or ask things. But another part of me has, my heart kind of goes out to her, even if she did like him or even if she didn't really fully love him
or
but was trying to give
to
it
like
a chance
him.
Right.
Yeah.
The fact that she was made to kind of look like a fool, be engaged to, when he obviously his heart wasn't into it because it was just like the last one standing, I guess I'll fucking do
and
it.
And she should have known that. So that's my,
yeah.
A lot of people's biggest gripe is that when he said Madison left 3 days ago, but she didn't know if he sent her home 3 days ago.
She should have, to me. Here's the issue.
She should have asked, you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
How did she go?
Yeah. Here's the issue, is people are literally going, well, this is how it goes. This is how The Bachelor goes. It's no, it's not. It's not. I'm pretty sure they don't have clear rules where you have to fucking sign and say, listen, I have to propose to this girl at the end of it all. You don't, right? Because people haven't. You have to do, A, B, and C. You you know, you can't question him. Do you know how many times people have gone off the normal path and been like, I'm not okay with this, or I do love you, but you know?
Yeah.
And so to me, I just thought to myself, well, if you had all these questions, then why didn't you ask to begin with? But then also for him, I was like, home dude, you need to fucking calm it down. Like, you literally just were like, well, she's the last one left, I guess this is what I have to do.
Yeah, like, he did not have to propose. I think what the problem was is this is our third season of not getting the traditional ending of a Bachelor, which is like two people left, engagement. That's how it's been going for 20 seasons, right? Where mm-hmm. it's like, you pick, you fail, you weed them out, then you have two left, then you pick one of them. We haven't had that traditional ending, which That's is true. Fine, but we haven't had that traditional ending in three seasons now. So I think maybe the producers were like, listen, like, we can't have this again.
Yeah.
You know, like, for find it reason, in your heart. Yeah. If you really do want to.
They could have. Like, but then again, I'm like, be a man and make your own damn decision. So for me with Colton, that whole situation was completely different. And I admire what he did because he didn't string the two along. And he didn't fucking propose to them. Yeah. He didn't engage, right? He didn't get engaged to them. He chased after Cassie because that's what he wanted.
Yeah.
With Hannah, it was really hard for her. She chose Jed, and then Jed being the, you know, the douchebag that he is, like, she didn't find out later. And of course I can see where her feelings were kind of like, hey, like, this really sucks. I was fucked over by a guy that I thought I really liked, even though there was a couple other options that I like kind of willingly ended it. Like,
Hannah B and Peter deserve each other because both of them cannot fucking pick the right person. Damn mind. They can't make up their mind and they can't pick the right person.
Well, apparently Hannah is dating or seeing Tyler right now. Tyler C.
Really?
Yeah, supposedly, like, oh, I guess
she was around during the funeral of his mom.
His mom passed, and so she's been around, and supposedly it's rumored that they're, like, talking and kind of seeing each other, which is funny because Hannah Ann came out of the woodwork now and saying, I want to date Tyler.
What?
Yeah. Oh my God. Right? So to me, I'm like, calm the fuck down, woman. Like, you literally just got out of an engagement and roasted him in fucking public on, you know, to display to the world.
I will say I liked Hannah's dressing down of him. Like,
oh, me too.
She fucking gave him
the
business, although it was totally fake, but whatever.
But then again, to me, it came across staged. Like, she had practiced it.
Totally.
That's the only thing to me.
We did want to see, as she had women, like, though, we did want to see some girl, because it wasn't going to be his mom, some girl come up to him and say, hey, bitch, like, you need to fucking get your shit together. Yeah. You have sucked this whole time, and I need you to just be. She literally said to him, be a fucking man.
And I loved that. And I did. I was
the
at
mom
home.
Wasn't going to.
I was at home. I, like, don't get me wrong. Yeah. Like, because part of
even
me was,
though it's fake.
Even though it was
she
fake.
She just was saying what we wanted her to say.
Correct.
Right?
I felt like it was very staged and well-practiced because she was very, like, you know, people really just aren't like that. Listen to the goddamn podcast. Like, listen, we can
we don't talk to fucking people like that. Hey, listen, be a man. Like, no, dude. We're just like, but oh, man, that sucks.
You don't see me sitting here saying, like, you know, everything's super just
dramatic.
Dramatic and just perfect and everything. That's very unrealistic.
Listen to
that's
how we're talking about
an actor does.
The coronavirus.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, we don't care about stuff that much. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, my God. Like, I'm praying for all the people. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I will say this, though. You could tell. Okay, so when it came time to meeting his parents, his family, right? This is what I would like to address.
Please.
So I feel like the reason why Barb was fucking that fucking bitch and a half.
Babs.
I feel like the reason why Barb liked Hannah Ann so much is because, number one, she realized that her son wasn't really all that into her.
No, and because she wants to marry her son. She wants to marry her son.
Because she wants to be the number one in her son's life. Mm-hmm. So she knew that she was always going to be number one with Hannah Ann.
She didn't like how much he liked Madison.
Correct. Oh, no, she did not. Ugh. She hated it.
Ugh.
Number two, Hannah Ann is very much like her. They're both dramatic. They're both criers. They're both just.
That's what I said,
like,
to Ross.
They both were like crying. Like, his mom would cry at the drop of a hat. Hannah Ann was crying because apparently she loved him so much and she just wanted to be with him or whatever.
Don't you think that kind of answered a couple questions about why he was so into drama. People were like, "Oh my god, yes. Why are you picking people that are so drama? Why are you rewarding the drama? Hello, have you met Babs? She is the most dramatic motherfucker of all time, and we're all going to choose our moms."
Correct. I tweeted about that too.
Oh, you did?
From our page. I said, "No wonder he like from the Drinking Bros page." I said, "No wonder he picked such emotional woman and you know, drama the entire season." Exhibit A. Look at his mom.
Look at his mom. Every guy chooses their mom. I'm terrified of that.
Well, that's the thing is I feel like sometimes the guys who don't choose their mom, those women don't sometimes have great relationships with their mom.
For sure.
Is what I've noticed.
For sure.
And so I think that's another reason why that Barb did not like Madison is because, number one, they were not anything really alike. Madison stuck up for herself when Barb was coming at her. Madison... Yeah. Let her talk, but then eventually was like, well, hey, I have to actually kind of stop you there.
Yep.
And number three, Barb saw that Peter was in love with her her and Barb didn't like that shit, right? I'm going to tell you this right now. Watching the finale and Barb sit there in the chair and them fucking... I mean, first of all, I'll say
her,
this.
Like,
she made for great TV.
I think was the point.
That was the point.
Yeah. I think somebody talked to her or she just loves it.
That's just her. That's just honestly her.
Right.
But of course they focused it on her.
Mm-hmm.
So that she made for great TV. Mm-hmm. Of course she got, I'm sure, the ratings up and more people talked about it because of it. Good for fucking you. I'm sorry. She's the biggest See You Next Tuesday ever. And I would hate to have her as a mother-in-law ever.
Devil's advocate a little bit. Madison could have apologized just one time, but carry on.
I'll tell you this. If you're like, think how hard it is to come with an apology when someone's attacking you and treating you like shit.
True.
And saying, well, you got to fail to succeed and you're nothing and blah, 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 blah. Do you really want to sit there and go like, oh, you know what? I'm sorry that I kept you.
She handled it well, I think.
Is like, you can tell Barb was sitting on... Like, she was pissed. She was, like, sitting on a fucking grudge. By the way, Barb loved Madison the first time she met her.
Oh, yeah. That's why everyone thought that's who she was talking about when she was crying, saying, bring her home.
Correct.
Because they had already met.
Because they met at her fucking vowel renewal. Right?
Oh, that's right.
And they even posted a clip of it saying, like, oh, my God, I love you. You're so great for my son. You know, and stuff like that. They kept repeating that, which is... it was so funny to me because she's in their, like, Peter's family's vow renewal picture for the rest of their fucking lives. And part of me is like,
fucking did. Yeah, exactly.
Karma's a
bitch. Now you're going to have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Because, try cutting that out.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, what changed? Oh, because you saw your son's feelings for her and you didn't like the fact that, like, she. So here's my little thing, too. So he's got his mom, Barb, on Hannah B's season, clapping away. Oh my God, my son fucked this bitch four times in a windmill.
That was the creepiest thing I've seen in The Bachelor in a long time. Yeah.
But then when she hears that the only bump in the road that her son and Madison had
they might have to wait until
is because
marriage.
She, you know, has
isn't a slut.
Values and morals, and she wants to save herself for him, her husband, who she wants to marry. And she's like, all of them know.
This bitch, I just don't think you guys are on the same path. And then... Barb and the dad were talking to Peter about how important it is to have sex. And when the mom was talking to him about that, like, you know, that's very important to you. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, ooh.
So,
you know, Barb and Peter, I think, are going to make a happy couple later on down the line.
Dude.
I don't know where they're going to move to make that happen. But the mom, if the mom could marry her son, she would.
Funniest part to me was when she was sitting there crying, goes like, I just want you to be happy. I just want you to be happy. And he's like, I am happy with her. And she's like, yeah, but like anyone but her though. Yeah. I want you to be happy, but just not with her.
But just not with her.
I'm going to pray for God to put the right woman in your life. Boom. Madison.
She is.
But no, not that one,
but
God.
Not her.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? And
this is
where, like, just not even about Barb's, but just overall, because I even had Drinking Brouettes contact us. Right, because I posted the funny tweet about, you know, I thought initially first thoughts was that Barb right, when I first saw her on Hannah B season, would be like a really fun mother-in-law. Yeah, she seemed really fucking cool and chill and like supportive. Sure. And then all of a sudden, like, no, she's a mother-in-law from hell that I would never wish upon my worst enemy.
Yeah.
And I had these broettes write to us saying, dude, like, I've had to deal with shit like that.
Oh, shit.
From, and in fact, I guess, like, some chick, her husband cheated on her, and his mom, her mother-in-law, said, like, yeah, go ahead, air it out to the public. They wanted to do a fucking, like, I don't know if it, like, a report on it or, like, an article on it or something about, like, why he cheated on her. And his mom was like, yeah, post it. Like, who cares? Like, do it. Because she hated his ex so much. Another one has just been, like, a pain in their ass the entire time and has said that, like, he was making the biggest mistake and all this other shit. Here's my thing.
Okay. That's fairly common, unfortunately.
Yes. I've seen that. And here's my take on it all. And this is where it kind of hurts to see is if you want your kids, right, to be happy and you see them happy, leave them the fuck alone, right? To me, when your kid gets old enough, over 18 years old, they're old enough to make their own decisions, their own choices, their own mistakes, whatever the fuck they want to do. You as parents, I feel like, unless it's like completely like a like life or death situation, they have alcohol issues, drug addictions, suicide, whatever, you should not be fucking intervening, right? It's their life. Mm. And to me, if they found someone that they love, whether you approve or fucking not, as long as they're loving your kid
and not taking them down a path
and
that's
not taking them down a terrible
them.
Path, yeah. You should be happy for them. You should be encouraging them.
Right.
You should be you should not be a thorn in their side, but you should be support for them.
What's the worst thing that can happen with Peter and Madison? They go to church more?
Right,
like Jesus Christ, like that you don't go to, like it's not like she's doing fucking heroin with him. Like,
do you see how happy he is? Like, listen, the minute you would see him, right? And that's the thing, as a mother, I would look at the nonverbal cues and be like, oh my God, my son is smiling bigger than he's ever smiled in his life. He is bubbly. He is giddy. This is great. This is what I want. I might not agree with her views. I might not agree with her morals and values or her upbringing or whatever the fuck. But you know what? She makes my son happy. My son's fucking in love with her. That's all I can ask for.
Right.
And I will love and support you because guess what? As family, that's all I can do at this point.
That brings me back to a Love is Blind. Remember Kenny's parents?
Oh my God. I love Kenny's parents.
Of all time that was just like, hey, like parents are supposed to enrich your life. And correct. If they don't enrich like whatever life you've chosen for yourself, they can't be in it.
Yeah,
like,
correct.
That's just how it goes. You are not meant to like be in the middle of, intervene in, be on top of, be controlling of. You literally, if you aren't making it better, you need to step back. And
absolutely.
That's very rare. Like when she said that, I was like,
when
who are you?
She said that, I was like, this is how all families' mindset should be.
Take a cue.
I wish that's not the case, unfortunately. And so to me, it's just like, listen, if you love your son or daughter that much, why the fuck would you ever want to place so much stress and disdain and just drama in their lives?
Yeah. I think it's sort of a product, too, of this new parenting style that started probably around Peter's age group of, like, your kids are everything. Uh-huh. Your helicopter parents and your kids are absolutely everything. You don't have anything for yourself. You don't have a hobby. You don't have anything. You need to be with your... So I think it sort of breeds this, like... thing of like, if you don't have something else, it doesn't matter how old your kid is, you are, that is still all you have.
That's not like healthy though.
No, it's not,
you know, but, especially to consider later on once they're adult and they make their own decisions, like really are you going to just impede in their life 24/7? Like that's not a good life to live, you know what I mean? And
right?
It's I don't know, it's I just can't believe it. So to me, the fact that I don't even know how the fuck old Barb is, but let's just say a 56-year-old woman. The fact that a 20-year-old girl had more respect and
handled herself better,
handled herself with grace than a 60-year-old woman. Like, how embarrassing is that shit? And by the way, when her husband got asked to speak on it, right, because she was the only one being vocal about it, she said to him in fucking Spanish, say something bad and have my side.
Yeah. It was like, yeah, she said something. Yeah. It was like a common phrase, like Cuban phrase or something that was like,
something.
Have my back, say something bad or something. Don't leave me hanging kind of thing.
And I was just, like, are you kidding?
Bitch. And the dad was like, the dad probably would have been like, look, maybe you guys aren't, you know, I don't know, whatever. You could tell the dad was just like, whatever.
I know.
Whatever.
But then you could also, and I, this is kind of where I have a little bit of respect for him in this aspect. He wasn't going to go against his wife on national television, which I think is respectful. He didn't really have much of a say. He just kind of was like, well, you know, they're on different paths in life and it just doesn't seem like it would work out and stuff like that. But he didn't really.
No,
he kind of like he didn't. He was in the middle of the fence without throwing his wife on the fucking bus and making her look like a bitch, sure. Which she is one.
And it's the one thing I will say about Peter, too, is that like. He should have gone after his mom, but that's a bad look too.
I agree.
He defended Madison, but they weren't even together at that time.
He just I remember he told his mom to like, listen, just mom, listen, or mom, please stop or something.
Instead of being like, you're a fucking bitch. Like,
I know.
Stop, because you can't do that. I don't like a guy that talks to his mom that way either. Correct. So it's kind of like he did it to himself. Fuck him, but he put himself in the middle of this horrible situation. To his credit, he didn't tell his mom to fuck off. Although another favorite part of mine.
I would have though.
When she was crying and he just was like, dude, this is crazy. Like, I know. You have to fucking stop.
I know.
I loved it so much.
I did too. The minute she broke down crying and he was like, mom, you have to stop. And I was like, thank God. Thank you, God. I was like, thank you, God. So it was one of those things. I don't know. That whole situation though, that I just was like, holy shit.
It was the only redeeming quality of the only redeeming fun part of the show. Do you see how quickly they shoved them off, got the next bachelorette on there?
They really did.
They suspended filming on that, so she's going to be even older.
Well, it looks like as of now, what they're going to do is they have been asking their followers/viewers, hey, what episode would you like to see be replayed until we can go ahead and resume filming?
Well, they're on Netflix.
I know. So on Netflix. So I think they were talking about, is that Claire? Is that her name?
Claire Crowley.
I think they're talking about Claire's episode with Juan Pablo and they're just replaying that to get us everyone excited for it. Right. So we'll see how that goes. Like, I don't know.
I'm not excited for it only because the guys that she chose are 20-year-olds. And I just feel like if you aren't, who the fuck are you?
Apparently she likes, excuse me. I'm drinking too many Trulies.
It's all right, girl. It's St. Patty's Day.
St. Patty's Day. Apparently, she likes younger guys. Supposedly.
Yeah, cool. Well, that's just another, like...
Red flag, maybe?
Red flag. It's going to be a shit show. You're 38. Like, let's start... Like, I don't know. There's one 42-year-old...
Young 30s, maybe?
Young 30s. Or, like, look. I like 40-year-olds now.
I'll tell you this.
Do you know what I mean?
All the guys that I've ever been with have been older than me.
Have been older.
And my ex-husband was like 7 years older than me. And even still the maturity level was not even. No. And that's the thing too, is you'll hear that, hey, listen, like to have the same maturity level almost, like guys take about 6 or plus more years to be on the same wavelength as you.
And that's a rough estimate.
Not always, because Mark from Love is Blind to me is a 24-year-old and he's super fucking mature for his age.
But I heard there were some things with him and he's thirsty. And I heard.
What?
I heard that he was like on the show for other reasons and really played it up for.
What?
I know. When I said justice for Mark, I was saying justice for Mark the whole time.
I would not believe that.
I know.
Well, we can talk about Love is Blind.
We will do.
That I have a lot of opinions on this too. And which, by the way.
Did you just on a base level, did you like it?
Yeah, I did.
I really liked it.
I like it better than The Bachelor.
I just liked, shot so well. And like, mm-hmm. I liked the like music. I mean, they were doing it like a for real show.
Yeah.
So I was like, I kind of like that part.
I liked it.
You know, where it's not like flat footed Peter through the field. Like, it's just real shit.
Oh, no. It was real life shit.
Real music
where you
intros.
You don't see the fucking Bachelor or Bachelorette frolicking through the fucking woods
and like awkwardly standing in the corner
and looking off to the side and like saying something fucking dramatic. Yeah. That's cheesy blowing. As fuck. Right.
So I liked that part.
Me too.
But yeah. There's opinions.
I'm excited for a season 2 of it.
Me too.
I will say it was highly disappointed in the reunion.
Oh my God. Did they shoot that here? I mean, they literally just like put up a curtain, a purple wrinkled curtain behind them. And like
that kind of really confused me. What the fuck happened? Is that number one, the show grew on popularity, fucking boom overnight, was fucking all over the goddamn internet, right? Like everyone was talking about Love is Blind. They must have
already shot that reunion
or
something.
There's no way because like,
yeah, because
also they started social media, they started Twitter, they started Facebook, they started fucking Instagram. Like they realized how big this was getting. Yeah. It was like one of the, I think it was like the top show on Netflix for a week or something.
Oh god, it like still is.
Which was a big deal.
Yeah.
And the reunion, of course, was hosted by Nick and what's her fucking name? Vanessa Lachey.
Yeah.
And I feel like they should have gone Andy Cohen in their interview style.
Oh, God,
Andy Cohen literally will read reviewer questions, right? So it's not like it's really coming from him.
Exactly.
And he'll read reviewer questions, which it's like you're getting to the meat and potatoes of this shit. Like, let's dive down into the fucking stupid drama that everyone wants to fucking know. Yeah. But Nick, mainly Vanessa, was like, oh, you know, like she didn't want to make it dramatic.
It's not like... You know, can you see her side of it?
Right. She wanted to make it all like PC. She wanted to give Jessica, bitch.
Yeah.
She wanted to give Jessica a fucking fair shake. And be like, hey, Jessica, like, I know the internet made you look bad. No.
You made yourself look bad.
But let's go ahead and like give you the floor and try to give yourself an excuse as to why you look like a 32-year-old who has no clue what the fuck she wants in life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And part of me was like,
you shiesty.
What? Is this? Yeah. Is this shit? Like,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't ask hard-hitting questions. They didn't even ask any questions. They were just kind of like, it was stupid.
They were
the reunion was stupid.
They talked more than the people talked, right? So it's like, I heard Vanessa and Nick's voice.
Correct.
The whole time, more than I heard anyone else's.
And by the way, they played more replays of the fucking season that we literally all just watched than we did
Netflix,
of actually talking
bro.
To them.
Yeah, like, it's Netflix. Like, we just saw it.
Yeah.
Like, we binged the entire thing.
Listen, I don't need to see... Can you show me unseen footage? Because I will like
maybe
to see that.
Maybe some behind-the-scenes stuff. Like,
but, and I think they only showed, like, one or two things behind this, like, unseen footage. But beyond that, they would just show, like, a preview of the entire season, which, by the way, everyone just literally saw.
We just saw that.
Like, binge
if you don't
watch.
Think I watched the whole thing in fucking one night,
and
you're out of your mind.
So if you're going to show that, might as well make the reunion longer.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I really liked about the reunion was Amber, which I will say that I was hot or cold with Amber throughout the entire time.
Yeah.
But in that aspect, in that moment, I was like, fuck you. Like, fuck
yeah,
I got your back, Amber. You're fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. She had to put Jessica in her place, as she should have.
And no one else did. Not even Mark. Not even anyone. Like,
dude.
Or Barnett. Like, nobody put her in her place.
Well, Barnett, I don't feel like would, right?
No, but he could have been like, hey, like, you were definitely trying to talk to me, like, and it wasn't cool. Like,
correct.
He was just like,
yeah, he sat there and like looked down.
Mark didn't say anything when he
that was
like,
the
hey,
thing
bro,
I was surprising
like,
about. Mark had the chance to be like, hey, listen,
I saw the footage, you're trying to get with Barnett, like what the fuck, dude?
Correct.
Like, didn't say any of it.
You obviously tried to get with him, you obviously weren't happy with us, you lied to me multiple times, and by the way, when you were drunk you said that Barnett was sexy and that you didn't want to be with me, and you were wishy-washy the entire time and fucking playing games of my mind. But instead Mark was just like, no, I still really like you're awesome. And I was like, cool. And so part of me was like, okay, are you just trying to play the nice guy on TV right now, or is this how you really are? Because part of me would have been really hurt myself if I really love someone and I saw that's the way they were, and they were trying to get back with apparently someone that they liked, and I really saw the wishy-washiness.
And you saw how hard it was for her to pick between the two of you, and then was pissed when she saw you.
Correct.
Kept talking about how Barnett is her type,
correct.
Type. You're not. Like, I would have just
and how
like,
he was way more physically attractive.
Fuck you this
right?
whole time. Yeah.
And so to me, even in a respectful way, if I was Mark, I would have sat there and been like, hey, I can understand that this process can be really difficult and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But I have to say I'm really hurt by the way that you treated me, and why did you even say yes to propose, like to my proposal, if you really weren't sure, and then kind of just strung me along, which is what you did, even on the goddamn wedding day, dude.
Oh my God, I know. I thought she was, they must have been showing or like playing a package from earlier, because there's no way she said all that stuff on that day. Do you know what I mean? They were playing like footage. They edited it, however, where it's like on the day she was saying such nice things. She was ready. She was blah, blah, blah. He's the one. He's my best friend. But she wasn't really saying it on that day.
She was so smiley and bubbly
on that wedding day.
She was like, I'm getting the fuck
No, because she was drunk, guaranteed.
Possibly. She was probably. Drinking.
She first of all, this chick was like off the wall, rails, blackout drunk. Alcoholic. She's an alcoholic. She has a drinking problem.
And a wine drunk at that, so we know.
And she tried to blame it on like, oh, well, we took shots. No, bitch, you are an alcoholic. Like, you don't know how to handle your liquor.
Everyone else managed to stay fine. Yeah. You
always would do and say stupid things when you were drinking. Like, that should be an issue. If you're constantly waking up the next morning apologizing for everything that you've done when you're drinking, which was every single time on the show, that shows that you have an issue. So they showed her at, like, before she got married, drinking with her friends, and she seemed way too happy. And so part of me was like, this is going to happen. Oh, my God, this is actually going to happen.
Yeah, me too.
His dreams are going to come true. Like, they were like hers.
Nick Jonas and fucking
Chompra, whatever her name is.
Oh,
what is her fucking name?
The Game of Thrones
Priyanka
chick?
Or whatever. Yeah.
But then all of a sudden she was like, oh, my God, I love you. Blah, 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 blah. You're the best guy ever. And no. And I was like, and when she walked away, she was still kind of like awkwardly smiling. I was like, you're drunk as shit right now. Yeah. I guarantee. Because that's the only way you can handle
anything.
Any hard situation in life is
any
by drinking.
Any intimacy, any conversations. Like, she literally cannot do anything unless she is drinking.
Dude. And here's where it got me, right? The entire time she was like, age, you're 24, you're 24. I'm 32 or 33, however the fuck old.
34,
and she was so worried.
She's now 34. Yeah.
So she got a decade in between them. She was so worried about their age gap and that he wasn't mature enough or ready for it. Bitch, are you kidding me? You don't even know what you want in life. You're not ready for a relationship.
You know who she'd be perfect for?
Peter.
Why are Peter and Jessica not together?
Dude, this needs to happen, man.
Just these people that fucking, you know, and that's what I think about this new Bachelorette is just like, do you really not know? Like, you don't know. You don't know what you want. It's going to be a lot of that, too, when you get to a certain age and like you're still wanting the guy you shouldn't. Her wanting Barnett is like, girl,
I feel like to me still. And again, people might not agree with this or not, but I would say maybe 80% of people who go on these shows, maybe a little bit less than that. Maybe anywhere from 50 to 60% have no clue what they want, have been having a hard time finding what they want because they have no clue.
And they want followers.
And listen, it's a cool opportunity. So why the fuck not? And maybe I'll find love in it, right? But to me, Cameron and Lauren were in it for the right reasons.
Right.
To me. Yeah. Like 100%.
Yeah.
And you
and
can
I
tell.
Like their story. And
I love them.
I think those two kids are going to make it.
I think they work out really good together. Somehow Cameron got more attractive.
More attractive and more and weirder, which is great. That voice sometimes would kill you a little bit. Sometimes.
Do
right?
you? I like. Yeah. I love
you
how
love
calm
that,
it
like,
is.
Calm?
Because I am the complete opposite. I'm very fast paced, talky. Like, I'm very high energy when I talk. Whereas he is the complete opposite. And part of
you
me thinks to myself.
You cannot get a rise out of him, though. Like, you cannot get
him. I love that because no. I am the opposite.
You need that.
I would need that.
It would be really hard for me. It'd be really hard. But hey, those two.
I know. They work out well.
They're working great.
She's
so
funny.
Good for
she's
them.
Sarcastic. They're both cute. You can tell that with her social media networking side of her, that she's totally eating it up and they're working it.
They're on every show except for ours, which they need to be on. They're on like every podcast. They're on the Today Show, the Good Morning America. They do everything.
Didn't you say that they have their own camera guy apparently follow them?
Yeah. So she is a social media person. So they have like,
they have impeccable style.
Yeah.
Like, I love the way they dress.
They have stylist, publicist, camera guy, everything.
Good on them because they're doing it right.
Why not?
And here's the thing too. They had like, what, a year and a half after?
Yeah.
At all, so I
they
guarantee
seem even better now.
They do
than they did right after. Before. Like in the reunion, I was like, "Oh man, like they are really doing this."
And I love the fact that her family was very real and they had their reservations, but her dad was still. This is what I respect about her dad. Her dad loves her so much that he was a little bit like, what the fuck is this whole process thing? I don't know about this guy. But he talked to the guy. He gave him a chance and he said, listen, all I want for you to do is love my daughter. That's all I want from her. And he saw that he was.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll give you a chance. And it's like, that is very normal to me. And that to me is like, I can respect that all day long.
Yeah.
Because of course, just like my dad's very much like, hey, I don't know, I'm kind of iffy, this is a weird situation, blah, blah, blah. I'll give this guy a shot, like multiple shots. As long as he loves you, that's all I care about.
Right.
That's how it should be to me.
Right.
It should.
Yeah. And you can have reservations and you can be like, I don't want my, you know, I love my daughter, my son, whatever. And I just like, it's going to be hard for me to kind of let go, but yeah. I will do it.
And the whole show is a really weird concept and premise. Like,
very weird.
Right.
Even weirder than Bachelorette. It is. By the way. Or
like,
Bachelor.
Hey, by the way, we've been talking intimately. Like,
for 2 weeks and now we're engaged. For a few weeks.
Now we're engaged yeah. and we're getting married in 4.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit nuts. And I can understand the concern.
Any parent being like.
There.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. But the fact that they were loving and open to it and just was like, I just want you happy. And obviously you seem to be because parents are going to know their kids better yeah. than anyone else. You can
and
see.
Also these kids are a little bit older yeah. than Bachelor. Like they're not 23.
No.
They're 28, 30, 34. Like they're of like, we're getting married now. And by that time, I'm sure the parents are like, all right, so we're getting married yeah. or what's going
well,
on?
Well, like Amber's mom 23, no. was like waiting for her like, oh, good, get yes. married, you know? And that's the thing too. It's good to have life experiences under your belt, relationships under your belt. Actually have a legit job because yeah. I guarantee half those bitches
not
off
like
The
Amber,
Bachelor
but, you know.
Do not, right. Half those bitches on The Bachelor do not have a job.
No.
And Amber.
They're so... And Amber. But look, Amber found her guy. She's going to be having pumping out babies and
part
she'll be able
really
to stay home just like she
her.
Wants to.
Part of me really likes her. Another part of me is annoyed as fuck by her.
I just don't understand what she does.
In life?
Like
you saw the way she was raised,
there
right?
was for sure, but there was some sort of... But you would think that raised like that, you're hard. You work hard, right? Like
true.
You got to... You're blue collar, you're right? Like
apparently with the reunion and with stuff I've been seeing on social media, that the edit that was given, like apparently that conversation that they had that night in the kitchen on the counter about, you know,
bills
their
and
bills and shit
and stuff.
Was very just edited to
okay, to
something
make it
more
seem like she
dramatized.
Was
yeah, whereas that was not the whole case. Like he has debt, she has debt, it, you know, and there mm-hmm. was a lot of other things like leading up to that, and I guess
hers
she had,
was a makeup card. Possibly
oh, yeah,
Sephora.
Yeah. Yeah. So part of me was like, okay, I don't really want to judge, but a part of me was kind of like, oh, it's hard too with all that you're shown.
Right.
And then again, like
I know there was one date that they had where she met him. Like he had gotten off
bar.
Work and she met him and had been drinking all day and watching Netflix. And mm-hmm. he was kind of like,
what have you been doing?
Okay. Yeah. You're yeah. really living your best life, right? So, and then she was asking him for money for her wedding dress at that time. So it was kind of like, it was a weird edit, I'm sure. But at the same time, like, I wasn't really sure what she
sure.
did for money, which is fine. If your goal is to be a housewife, like, get it, girl. You yeah. got it. Like, yeah. you guys are very physically compatible.
Yeah.
You actually think, I actually think those fuckers are going to make it.
Me too.
Out Me of too. Everyone. And she'll have kids and... That's what she wants to do. There's nothing wrong with like wanting to be a mom.
No, no,
it sucks that she kind of like building up to this point, like didn't have her shit
do
together
as much. Yeah.
But look, once you have the kid, you will. I yeah. was maybe drunk in a ditch 6 months before I was pregnant. So it's not that you need to be a mom before you're a mom. You
yeah.
just need to be willing to. And I think
like,
she's
have
good.
A job.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Not even that. If your husband works, I think you're good. But anyway.
Yeah.
She'll be fine.
You know
she'll
who
be fine.
I had respect for and I was happy for was Damien and Gigi.
Yeah, like that they were still together.
That
she's drama. You, but
she is dramatic.
She's dramatic.
Again, you and I had talked about this, that she was like... Again, I feel like she was a little bit staged, like Hannah Ann.
Yeah.
She had her soap opera quote lines, like just ready to fucking
just
throw out there.
My like, forever like a, love.
At the very end, when she obviously didn't get married and, you know, she ran away and it was very dramatic, she was like, and you know what? Like talking to the camera, like a phoenix that rises through the flames of the ashes, I will too I will. Rise again. And I was like, what are we, fucking Game of Thrones right now? Like, what the fuck is this?
Ben Affleck's fucking back tattoo? I mean, come on. And it was so serious that you're like,
oh my God.
Are we laughing at this? Is this funny? Anyways.
But I'm happy for them, though.
I'm happy for them that they stayed together. It does kind of, and not engaged. Like, you don't have to be.
Yeah, and they did it. They were like, hey, listen, we're not ready for the engagement, but we're still living together, and we learned a lot, and I still love you, and, like, we're doing this. So,
I like
good
that,
on them.
I like that Kenny didn't stay with... I like that Kenny and the lesbian weren't together.
Chris ended up hating Kelly after it.
Like, did he like her before?
Well, she was very bland. She was a very zero personality type of person the entire time. But it seemed like their relationship was kind of one of the okay ones. And then at the very end on the wedding day, like that last episode, Chris was like, oh my God, there's a difference between love and infatuation. Like, what the fuck is this? Like, and he just was so confused why all of a sudden her whole mind just completely 180 just changed into... It seemed like the way it was edited was that she was totally for him and she really did like him. And then the next day was just like, he's just not my type. I like can get better guys, better looking guys than him. I'm not infatuated and like totally enthralled by him like I am with other guys. I'm thinking, no, that's not love. Like, that's not love.
No.
Like,
I think she needs to explore some other genders.
You think she's a lesbian for sure?
Well, she has a problem. She has a hard time having an orgasm and did not. She seemed very awkward
about sex,
being intimate and having sex. And like, I think she wanted to be his friend. Oh. I think they had a great time together. But when you can't like even just try it out, if you like kissing someone that much and doing other stuff, but you can't quite do it.
I guess it's either
Jessica and Mark, where she just is not attracted to him. She hates his guts.
Yeah.
She thinks he's gross and she had to get blackout wasted to even have sex with him one time.
Yeah, right?
That's different than someone that's just like, she was just like, I don't know. It's just hard for me to have orgasms with guys. And Kenny's like, all right. He goes, well, I mean, I'm down to try. And
yeah,
she's like, I can't.
I felt so bad for him because he was such a catch.
God.
Right?
Did you see when her mom... Kelly's mom, when she said no and Kenny got up and like gave a speech to everyone, was like, thank you so much for coming. I'm so sorry, you know, that you guys, you know, took time. These things are complicated, whatever. And Kelly's mom was like, I love him.
Did she?
Yes.
I didn't know she said that.
She said, I love him. He's such a good guy. And I was like,
I will say out of all the situations when the parents were brought together and they all were talking, perfect. His parents or her parents were like, perfect. Match made in heaven. They both like,
he's a good-looking good guy.
Right?
What is
wrong? They both came from great families, right? They both came from families too who completely understood and were very compassionate about the entire situation. We're like, "Yeah, hey, like we met really quickly and we got engaged quickly and oh my God, same thing here too."
Oh yeah. And it was like the perfect situation.
Did you see on the reunion though that so Kenny is with a girl. He has a girlfriend.
Oh
right,
yes,
now.
Good for
and
him.
Super, super fucking happy, like in love.
Oh, he wouldn't
and
even like.
Kelly look is miserable.
Miserable.
And you can tell that she had some regret when she was talking because she was sitting there going like, "And you're a great guy, and I just like I'm so happy for you. I'm like not trying to take that away, and blah blah blah. Like I just realized a lot, and I'm like, bitch, you fucked up. Like, how did you not realize? Here's the thing too is.
She's going through a lot.
And she also boiled it down to like looks or something fucking weird like that. Like he's not typical look. Listen.
Oh, she goes, I don't usually go after blondes.
That like, is so.
My God, girl.
Again, she put herself in the same category as what's her fucking nuts? Jessica, as in just shallow. You don't know
and
what
I
she wants.
I did not think that I was going to get that from
me,
her.
Me neither. And that's why Chris was so surprised because he was intimately like, watch it with me, like kind
I
of invest
that.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden he was like, damn,
fuck
Kelly's
bitch.
A bitch. Like,
Kelly's a bitch.
He
but
was,
again.
She doesn't know what she wants.
She doesn't realize that she wants a detachable penis. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I want the best for her. I want her to figure that out because I think she would be a great lesbian. She looks like she hikes. She doesn't like to wear a lot of makeup. You know, she likes a natural hair.
I'm going to tell you this right now. There are some sexy ass lesbians out there.
Absolutely.
That even part of me was like, you know.
Oh, for sure. But I think she's going
to
be.
Part of me even thinks to myself, I could probably be in another life 100% a lesbian.
Well, I think women's sexuality is a little bit more fluid than guys for sure. So like.
Well, I think women are more attractive.
Yeah.
I feel like women are better kissers.
It's not as, like, aggressive. So you're not, like, looking at women, like with guys, right, if they think about being, like,
and I feel like I would get, I feel like almost, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I do get pleased by men, but I feel like women kind of knowing each other's bodies,
yeah.
You know, just
yeah.
would be, like, I don't know.
For sure. So why not try it out?
She could.
I think she should maybe try it out. If you haven't had an orgasm with the guy,
that's like a red flag to me right there.
That you loved. She said, I loved this guy so much. I don't like Kenny as much as I was infatuated with my other relationship that you never had an orgasm with. Look at that. Like, were you guys best friends and you loved him?
Yeah.
Or were you sexually attracted to him? It's okay if you weren't.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. We live in a time where it's like, Kelly, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, your mom, your hippie mom is going to love you.
Yeah.
Your hippie sister, you guys are going to be fine. Like, yeah. Don't fucking worry about it. Even the, like, black guy, what was his name? Sorry.
Oh, I don't know either. Yeah, but with Diamond. I forget, because I was looking up the names.
I feel bad for him because I think that he may be gay and he's like not able to like really
He said he was fluid, I guess.
He was fluid.
The fact that he's totally fine. There is a genderless love, which he just, and I'm like, good for you. I think he should have brought that up in the pods before proposing to the woman that you wanted to marry.
Absolutely, you should.
And here's what I didn't get about the whole situation is that, and this is where I say hurt people hurt.
Yeah.
Right? And not always, but a lot of times, you can tell that he was insecure about this subject. And that the minute they were in the vacation in Mexico, he started treating her like shit. He started acting like a dick to her.
Dude.
And she had no idea why.
All of a sudden.
Literally out of nowhere.
But it wasn't like real dick. It was just kind of like, yeah, well, this is what you better get used to because I'm the fucking man. And you're just like, bro.
Dude,
like,
he had attitude out of nowhere.
So that's why I don't believe that it is really fluid because like,
oh,
do you know what I mean? Like the way that he talks about women and about relationships, like even before the pod, you know, they did the interviews. So they do the interviews with them throughout the whole thing. Mm-hmm. He was just like, just kind of like, are these girls going to be able to handle like a fly ass fucking black guy
that
fucking like, and so he was kind of cocky a little bit. Then he would break down and be like, no one can ever love anybody like me. And so he was very like,
I forget that.
It was two sides of trying really hard to be this masculine fucking asshole and then breaking
so you think
down
he was
and being
trying
this,
to overproject because he was making up for something.
I think that it's easier for him to dip his toe in and be like, hey, I kind of like both.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, because he's obviously, someone told him that it's not cool to be any of it, because he's just like, why would anyone like anyone like me? Why would anyone love someone like me?
Yeah,
that came from someone in his life, either his mom or his
dad,
or something.
He does have a lot of insecurities.
Someone told him.
He then projected onto Diamond.
Yes.
And first of all, that chick was hit out of left field with that fucking news.
Bro, and like she was given literally 1 hour to be like, I think, you cool with this or what?
It looks like his name's Andrew, I think.
Andrew?
Or maybe not. I'm looking it up. But
just Diamond.
Carlton.
Yeah.
Carlton. But it, I don't know, man. The way that he approached the entire subject, like he hit her out of left field with it. She tried to be supportive. I know there's so many people who were like, she could have been more supportive and more loving.
Look, bro, but like, give her a second.
You literally told her everything about your life in these pods, except for this one thing, propose to her, and now you want to like treat her like shit and then tell her?
And tell her, like, you've been treating her like shit all night. Now you want to go by the pool, drink some more, and tell her this fucking cry?
So,
and
of course, she's going to be a little bit taken back, which to me, she was still loving in it. And then he got defensive and threw her off. And then she kind of was like, okay, well, I'm just going to leave you alone.
Here's why I think he's gay, too. Only a gay guy would be like, fix your wig. It's been slipping the whole time. Like, he just flipped right into this, like, who says that? What straight guy is like, fix that wig? It's been slipping the whole time.
I mean,
bitch.
I don't know what guys talk about wigs anyway.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He like really, he went right into it. When they started fighting, he was a little bitch.
So that was the thing too, is when they did start a fight, I'm like, you said some things that you can't take back.
Dude, he was calling her a fucking bitch. Like,
she had every right to throw her drink in his face.
Dude, for sure.
Do you know, do you see in the reunion, he like gave her ring back? Down on one
he
knee.
Was he did very well in the reunion. I will give him that because the asshole that he was being in the show, I thought he was going to come up and be like, if you don't fucking like me for who I am.
Really?
Like,
oh,
but I think
no.
He got enough messages.
I was going to say
it humbled him.
I feel
time.
Like he was humbled by America.
Big time.
Apparently both of them got a lot of messages.
But I don't think hers were warranted. I know she did too, of like, death threats of like being a, you know, being homophobic, being fucking transphobic, she any wasn't, of all though. Of this.
She wasn't. That's not, that wasn't the case. The case was that she fell in love with a guy who literally told him, you're telling everyone everything about your life except for a huge part of your sexuality, which is major, right?
Yeah.
That you just like completely leave out. And then after being treated like shit and being kind of talked down to, all of a sudden told it out of left field when the individual's drunk, just like, yeah, I'm gender fluid. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. You better accept it. It's like, hey.
Yeah.
You have to give people a fucking chance to accept you.
And here's the thing, too. Not everyone grows up in the same mindset, in the same household, the same beliefs. Same
state, in the same town. Like, no, like, but for real, like, everyone's that kind of shit. Like, I don't, where is he from? I think he's from California, right?
I don't know. Probably.
So it's like, it's a lot. It's really a lot different.
It is.
Depending. And oh,
there's
no,
a very different mindset.
They're in Atlanta. So it's like. It is but very even so, metropolitan even in Atlanta,
there's
there.
A very different mindset.
For sure.
Listen, there's a very different mindset in Missouri compared to West Virginia, compared to fucking California, and everywhere. Like, sisters and siblings are kind of like, they're on limits in West Virginia, where in California, it's anyone. In Missouri, it's like, I don't know, like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Like, guess what? People are raised in different ways. It's totally fine to have like a different opinion, a different mindset.
You didn't give her a chance.
She was still open to it. She was trying to be understanding. And I think that's all you can ask for, is for someone just to be, try to be understanding and be like, oh, okay, well, this is not something I'm really used to, and that's totally fine. So let's talk about this. But like, educate me more.
Yeah. Which, like,
right?
Give her the chance to do that in the pods. But I guess he thought he was so fucking fly that she would meet him, and no matter what he said, it would go, right? So that's, like, unfair and cocky to be like, well, once we get together, she'll be fine with it. It's like, dude, she could have found someone else there. So you took that away from her as well, of, like, you know what I mean? Like, because you weren't completely who you are.
I know.
But
that was, like, the only thing I think of the reunion that I was kind of like, okay. Like, I'm happy they touched on that. Everything else, they barely hit on.
Barely hit on. Jessica didn't say shit because she was so fucking embarrassed. She I can't was even believe she showed her face.
Dude, she was given a chance to be like, listen, I've gotten a lot of hate. Like, are you kidding me? No shit. Have you watched yourself on television?
Most hated out of the whole show, and in Netflix most successful streaming show, you are the villain.
And there's a valid reason for it. It's not the edit.
Everything that's wrong with, like, older whites.
Dude.
You give us a bad name, Jessica. We're not all like that.
By the way, too, she was also scripted. She copied, I posted a TikTok video on our Drinking Broettes Instagram page story. Yeah. And she was heading into her, you know, wedding ceremony, and she was like, you know what, for the last 6 months I've been looking for like that once in a lifetime, like out of this ballpark, like over the hills type of love.
Yeah.
Right. And then all of a sudden this chick like takes that clip and then goes back to a movie with like Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen,
right?
And with the twins saying the exact fucking same thing from a movie back in like the 1990s. Oh my God.
That's
and it's
good.
Like, and this chick, good. This chick is like, this bitch just stole a fucking
that
quote
fucking
from a movie.
Awesome.
Like, can you imagine that she was like, really awesome quotes about marriages or relationships?
Yeah. Oh, I see one here from Mary-Kate and Ashley. I love that.
Oh my God, they're like my idols.
Her voice was the worst. I don't know why. I looked over at Ross. I was like, is this a thing? Do guys like this? I mean, it's so annoying. As soon as she,
hey, babe.
Right? As soon as the pod would start, hey, babe.
I know individuals
like
who apparently looked past really cringy voices in the past.
Look.
Like cringy, like either like hers, but like, hers, oh my God, like, oh my God. Or like Minnie Mouse, like, hi guys, how's it going? Like people, and I mean people as in guys,
have
looked past that.
But we as girls know that girls have a different voice for guys than they do with other girls. So when she's talking with, you can tell in her, you know, like she doesn't really like Mark that much.
No.
She has a very lower register.
Yes.
It's almost like a normal voice.
It is.
When Barnett was in the fucking
oh
pod.
My God, hi, Barnett!
Right. Or yeah. when she was talking to him, it was like
hair flip. I mean, I just kind of like want you to be happy.
And so it's like, hey, dude, I know you don't talk like that.
Yeah.
So it does change a little bit, but hers was, yeah. I mean, night and day as far as like talking to other women and then talking to guys.
Oh, correct.
And I just don't like that. So that's the thing. It's like cringy voice. If you can't do anything about it, fine.
I mean, I'll be honest. It's not your fault. I have a very nice voice and I have my normal Tiffany voice. You guys hear my normal Tiffany voice for the most part. And then there is the customer service like, oh, hello. Like,
yeah.
Where the guys always at work would give me shit for because I would answer the phone. And then, of course, you know, if you want something or but like I you're trying to be nicer.
I always find with guys, you go lower. Like you go more like, dude.
Oh, because with dudes. You're
like, dude, I just want to be.
I am with the dudes. Yeah. But I'm saying if I want something, like let's say if I want something from Chris or I want to be nice, right? Or I have my customer service voice, it's a lot more girlier. But for the most part, no. I'm below octave, like, don't give a fuck.
I remember like, I noticed that with you because, like, girls will always, like, no matter what, because I work with a bunch of guys. So I see the way girls, like, are with me and then the guys will step into the room and they're like totally different and I'm like what just where'd you go?
We've both witnessed this before. You definitely
didn't do that.
I become more of a man.
You become more manly. You go like, what's up, bro? I'm like, okay, cool, this is my girl. She doesn't fucking care if you like her or not, right?
I think it's just because I've just been so used to just being totally with dudes,
right?
And that's just like a survival
thing. If you did that with them, like, but you know, like when you're in Sierra and stuff, like they would be like, what the fuck?
Oh, like you mean my high-pitched voice?
Yeah. Or if you were giving them like trying to get anything.
Oh, I think that's why they also gave me so much shit is but it's like we'd all be like talking, like bullshit in the office, and I'd answer the phone and be like, oh, hello, Sergeant Zolnick. And they'd be like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
And I'd be like,
whatever, bro.
And they just make fun of me for it because they were so used to hearing my I have a very deeper voice anyway for a chick.
Right.
For the most part, right? But I guess it gets deeper when I talk to guys.
Which I like. Not deeper, but you don't go, you're not like changing. You'll just be like, what's up, dude? You know, instead of being like, hey, how are you?
Oh, no.
How are you?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
We have both witnessed girls do. And she's kind of like, what the fuck, dude? So I do definitely like that. And that's how Jessica came off to me. It was just like, she's not a girl's girl. Like, even her friends were just yes men. They were like, I am so happy for you. You're so awesome. She doesn't have any friends that will give her the real
deal. But I will say this, though, is one thing I was happy about is the fact that she was so concerned about the age gap the entire time. And then all of a sudden when she sat down and talked to her, like, fucking Vogue reading friends, right?
Cosmo friends.
Yeah. They all were like, oh, my God, did you see in the latest issue of Cosmo, though? Like,
this is cool now.
Like, Jonas relationship and this relationship and all this other stuff. And I was like, well, at least they calmed her down about that shit. Because I feel like the for minute sure. her friends talked to her about that for a hot minute, she was more like, oh, okay.
But she clearly doesn't have friends that will give her the real deal either. No. So, like, no matter what she said, they were going to be like,
oh, that's awesome. We're so happy for you.
Well, do you not remember when she walked down the aisle, like, back, like, leaving?
Uh-huh.
And they both looked at each other, like, both of her friends were like, oh, my God, I feel so bad for her. I'm like, you feel bad for this bitch? Like,
why are you kidding? Say something to her?
Like, why weren't you embarrassed?
Yeah, exactly.
For her, because like, she like dilly dally down the aisle, like frolicking through the woods, like as if you know she was about to marry this dude, and just was like, no, bye, and then left.
It was very telling that she walked by herself. She was just by herself. Like, that's what she wants to be, and that's what she will always be.
I wonder why that
I'll
is.
I'll be very
like,
surprised.
Like, she's not close to her parents, or they didn't approve of it. Because I know Damien's parents didn't get involved.
She definitely, she talked about, which is the only thing that sort of explained any of her behavior, of her dad, her mom being a single mom, her dad wanting the mom to get an abortion.
She didn't. I forgot about that.
She didn't get an abortion. Then the dad, like, stuck around for a second and then fucking left when she was like,
okay.
You know, and so she has this thing with guys, right? Mm-hmm. But then she also has a stepdad that stepped in and was,
oh,
according to her, like, her for real dad, took care of her, adopted her, all of this. I don't know where they were, you know?
Yeah.
So that's pretty telling as well.
Some type of daddy issues, men issues. I don't know. I guarantee, you know what? Part of me thinks she didn't tell them.
Yeah. She wants to be by herself. You will be by yourself. I'll be very surprised if you are in a relationship publicly at all.
Well, that's what's confusing is
good
because
for you.
You can tell that she wants, like, she wants a relationship, but then she doesn't.
But she doesn't.
She's a self-sabotager.
Yeah.
Just like.
And even though you just, even though you say that, it doesn't make it better. Like, she'll say, I'm a self-sabotager.
Did she? Because she didn't. Gigi did. Gigi.
Oh, sorry.
Gigi
yeah.
was the one who, which I respect for her. I have respect for her about because I was like that when I was a little bit younger. As I eventually realized I self-sabotage relationships because I was so nervous of falling in love and being hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
My biggest thing was just being hurt. I didn't want to like fall in love with a guy and get like cheated on, right? So to me, I would sometimes self-sabotage them. And eventually I realized it because I was hoping they would end it before I would get hurt.
Yeah.
The fact that she realized that and realized how much she loved him and changed it for him, totally respect. Whereas I feel like Jessica is a self-sabotager and has zero idea that she does it.
Yeah.
Because she did sabotage the shit out of that. She had a guy catering to her 24/7, loving her no matter what, being patient as fuck with her, dealing with all the bullshit and the drunkenness and him, her hitting on other dudes. And he was all like, baby, I'm there for you.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Everyone else is having sex but him. We'll get there.
Well, him and Kenny.
I know.
So I think that's the only reason why he was able to hang in. But, what did you hear about Mark?
I just heard that he was in it for like fame reasons.
Oh.
And that he was very thirsty and like just.
He didn't come across that way.
He didn't. But I guess things that came out after of like how he handled stuff, how he was talking about stuff during the filming and things like. Came out that he was actually in it to
grow his
personal training business. I mean, what is he going to fucking do?
I don't know. No offense to him, but he's not like the epitome of what I would see. Like when I look at him, I don't see fitness.
No.
So
I see a shorter.
A shorter guy.
I see a tiny.
Like he wasn't even that buff, which a lot of times I'll be honest, like people that I know who do personal training, like my friend Robin, like she is a walking fucking billboard. You see her, dude. And no matter what she's fucking wearing, she looks phenomenal.
Yeah,
like you're like, I want her ass, I want her legs, I want her arms, I want her back. Like that's what you want, no matter what she wears. To me, Mark was not the type to be that way, but I will say this, if he did it for fame reasons, he sure pulled it off well.
He pulled it off. He really fooled me if he did. But maybe Jessica felt like something was off, and maybe it was. I don't love her at all.
You mean her? She's off?
Like, that's off. She's off. But yeah.
that's what's off.
You know, he's more of like a Gold's Gym daily, like a Gold's Gym trainer.
I love the way you put
that.
Where
they get paid,
very true.
Like,
I wouldn't even say Gold's Gym.
Hourly.
I would say Planet Fitness.
But they don't have trainers there. But like at Gold's Gym, they'll have like, you'll be like, minimum wage trainer where like you just have basically a day job but you train people sometimes.
Yeah,
that's more his vibe.
Yeah,
like I would never, you're right, look at him and be like
like
I
damn,
need to get on whatever that
yummy
guy's on.
Like are you taking steroids or just you just working out 24/7? Like this is
and
great.
You don't ever want to get color on your body? Just a little bit on the face maybe?
Are you saying a tan? Is that what you're trying to say?
He is pale as shit, dude. Get in a
fight. I will say I like this mom.
His mom. You did?
Okay, I did.
She was interesting. She was fun. She seemed fun.
She seemed, here's the thing. She seemed like she loved him.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you can ask for. Again, she was very like, Jessica was like, oh my gosh, she's be worried about the fucking age. And his mom was
she
like.
She wasn't.
And his mom was like, no, as long as he's happy. Like, I went with, like, hey, this is what works. Like,
every time he talked about his mom, she was like.
Do you think
like,
she's had plastic surgery? Because her. Does her face look a little? Am I being mean?
Are you being serious?
Oh, she's had plastic surgery.
So much plastic surgery that it was hard to look at her sometimes, although love her. She's great. But yeah, she's definitely had a facelift.
Okay.
Cheek implants, lips done.
Okay. Because I didn't know if that was the way that she like had looked.
No.
Or if that was plastic surgery. No.
You didn't know if she was part cat. You know how they have like the very high. No, she's not.
Listen,
part lion. No,
part
she.
Feline.
Yeah, part feline. No, she definitely got some work done and good for her.
Good for her.
Good for her. Do what you got to do, especially at a certain age. Women of a certain age. Get that stuff pulled.
I'm just all about the natural looking stuff.
Yeah, and I think that's probably what she wanted to.
Oh,
but you know, it doesn't always work out that way, right? I mean, in our dream
world.
It
starts to look more like Joan Rivers-ish type.
And that's what happens when you get it done too late. So she should have started, which is a newer thing, right? So like
I had no idea.
People of that age, women of that age, they do plastic surgery from like 55, 60 on, where they're like, now I'm getting it pulled. Now I'm getting the thing. Whereas it's like,
where you just do a little bit at a time.
We do the gradual preventative so that we don't look so drastically different.
Yeah.
Than we did in, you know, 30s or whatever.
I think that's what J-Lo did, in all honesty. And
for sure.
And then, because people were like, oh, I want her workout and face routine. And part of me is like, that's work. Like,
it's work. And by the way, she doesn't fucking drink. She doesn't. She goes to bed like super early.
Oh,
like she's not a fun person, right? Like, so if you wanted to be that,
so if you want a fun life, you will not be looking like J-Lo.
You will not be looking at
saying.
J-Lo. You sleep like this. A-Rod's not allowed to touch her.
Oh,
probably.
I have no idea.
So like, she sleeps like up,
yeah,
surrounded by pillows. I do know that. So it's like a surrounded thing. So sleeping with her would be a nightmare. Doesn't drink, doesn't, like, is always on some kind of diet that
Dude,
she can't go
the
out.
The whole
she
beauty
can't
is
fun.
Pain is, like, that is 100%
It's true,
right,
and it's
there.
Not always pain, it's sacrifice,
well, sacrifice,
right?
So it's but like, yeah, but that's a pain in the ass to me. Like,
right? Like, good, you look ass. Fucking great, but, like, boring, dude.
Oh, man, that's a bummer.
Would I rather look that fucking good or have people be like, she's
I rather
fucking boring.
Honestly, I rather people think that I look 70 when I'm really 50 and be like, she's a fucking blast.
She's a blast, dude. Invite her, dude. Yes.
Then be like, you know what? She's really gorgeous, but she is, you know, like washing paint dry.
Yeah. She will not eat with you. Like, I think not that you have to drink to be fun, right? But
no,
you have
yeah.
to like be able to like break the rules sometimes, stay up late a little bit, like eat something that's not good
Here's
for
the thing,
you.
I don't even drink all the time. I might drink once or twice a month. And the times I do drink, it's typically only when I'm out here.
Yeah.
But it's, I like it. It's needed for sanity too. Purposes.
I think so, right? Like, what if you were just like, all right, I'll go out with you. You know, everyone's drinking, whatever. And you're like, I've got to go to bed. It's almost 8.
Yeah.
Because I need 12 hours of sleep upright. Covered
oh,
in pillows.
No. See, I couldn't do. See, even when I was
Good
younger,
for
a little bit there, I stopped drinking, and then I just became the DD. I would still go out with the guys. I would be their designated driver. I would go out with them and have fun. I wasn't just stay at home, right?
Really?
They would buy me fucking Red Bulls all night long. So literally, I felt drunk because I was hopped up on goddamn Red Bulls, like
okay.
8 of them.
Yeah.
And we would stay out till 3 or 4 in the morning, still having a blast. And
right.
I would have so much fun with them. Of course, I had the entire recollection of the entire night, which was great.
Which was great.
Which
or
I
bad.
Could tell so
Whichever,
many. No,
yeah.
it was great because for them, I had so many funny stories.
Yeah,
about
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
And I still liked it, but that was still. I mean, that was still fun, even though I wasn't drinking.
Yeah.
But then, granted, I was. I mean, you can sleep in. Red Bulls aren't really great for you, but
right.
it was still. I would never regret those nights. Ever.
No.
You know.
I don't know how you did it, but
I'm telling
really
you,
hard.
They bought me everything I wanted.
But it's
besides
really
alcohol.
Hard to hang out with people. They must not have been annoying drunks because, like, it's really hard to hang out with people that are drinking a lot when you're sober. That's all I will say.
I will say that to an extent. Yeah, we played a game. We played, like, a truth or dare game where the guys were going. So the guys would go up to women, like a mom and daughter
yeah.
couple, and be like, hey, can I get, like, a 2-for-1 special? Can I fuck you and your daughter? And they would see what these people would say, right? So we were playing this game the whole
okay.
night. And,
okay.
of course, guys are getting slapped in the face and,
yeah.
like, kicked out of bars.
Well, that's fun.
And, of course, they were like, Tiff, it's your turn. And so the minute that I would do it to a guy, I'd be like, hey, can I, like, fuck you and your friend tonight?
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, okay.
Yep.
I was like, no, you
no,
have to help me. And,
I'm
of course, I'm sober.
Game.
So I'm just
yeah,
like,
yeah.
get me the fuck out of here. So it was kind of funny, though, because it was entertaining.
Yeah.
They weren't bad.
They weren't just, like.
They did try to get into a fight one night and. Like,
but thank God you were there sober.
And I was just, it was funny, but then not.
Right.
And I was just, come on, guys. But
here's
that was about
what
it.
I wouldn't be able to do.
What?
And this isn't against girls at all, but sometimes I am. So, like, going out with guys drinking, I think, is a lot different than if you go out with a bunch of girls.
See, that's the thing. I've never
drinking.
Really gone out with many girls drinking. I've only
right.
had the dudes.
Because they end up getting pretty fun and they can get crazy.
It's hilarious.
And it's not a lot of talking about your feelings and crying, right? Whereas it'd be hard, I think, to be in a group of girls drinking that much without you drinking, right? I definitely need to be, I need to have a couple.
I'll tell
to
you
get
this.
Into like the conversations that
yeah.
happen. That's all.
I'll tell you this right now. One of the funnest nights I've ever had in my life was my bachelorette party on my first marriage. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was a bunch of like seer guys' wives and a bunch of my friends and like my hairstylist and, you know, a couple of gym goers. And it was all fucking girls. It was like 13, 15 girls.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
They all got along fabulously.
Perfect.
No drama.
Right.
It was a fucking blast. We had dudes stripping for us in the fucking club, like in our VIP area. Right? We were all drinking though. But what I'm saying is it didn't turn into drama. We had girls flashing their vaginas up on the dance floor. We had blow up inflatable dicks singing karaoke songs. It was one of the best nights ever.
For sure.
We had a girl who was pregnant there.
Oh.
Who was sober.
Yeah.
And we didn't know at the time she was pregnant. She was just like, hey, I'm going to hang out, but I can't drink. And she said it was one of the funnest nights she's ever had in her life.
Awesome.
Being sober with girls. I was so proud of that night.
Yeah.
Because I'm against the...
Do you see what I'm saying, though?
I see what you're saying, though. Because I am against the... Let's get into the drama. Let's have problems with each other. Everyone was just getting along.
We're
great.
We're just talking about...
Yeah. I know.
But yeah, Bachelorette, like... That's probably the most fun I've had with like a bunch of girls. Like when it's Bachelorette, like we're going full, like everyone's just trying to have fun, right? Like the goal is let's have the most fun we've ever had. Sometimes you get some people crying or fighting or whatever. But for the most part, for me, Bachelorette parties have always been like.
Is it? Because I had like two or three really good girlfriends, right?
But it wasn't fun.
No, it was a blast.
Yeah, like,
Jen, Jessica and Shay, every time we would go out. It was a blast. And Jessica was a drunk klepto. So every time we came home, she would have a bathroom tile. She would have no joke. She had like, so she stole
just to do it.
She would steal stuff.
Like
she would,
it.
So
I like
I was,
that.
I was puking in the Denny's bathroom one time.
Sure as
she
you
came
do.
In and stole a tile out of the bathroom and put it in her purse.
Just for the memory.
And she stole our, you know, a reserved sign. She would steal silverware. She would steal candles. So we would come home at the end of the night and she would like undump her purse.
Yeah,
that
was
hilarious. We would, that was one of the funnest nights. It was never drama.
Yeah.
Unless... There was a guy involved, right? And then all of a sudden it was like, oh my God, I want to fuck him, but I don't.
And
when it was a typical girls' night, I always had pretty good girlfriends. But then again, they always hung out with guys.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah.
I've had like.
You and I have fun.
Yeah. And like we do. But I'm saying, I think the point is like, if I'm not able to drink anything, especially like the certain. Like,
and deal with that.
Because even a conversation sometimes about your husband, if someone's drunk and someone's not, it's just like a different, it's just a different conversation, right?
Correct.
That's all. Like, it's not that it's bad or anything. It's just like, I have to have a little sip of something to get on the level.
Traditionally, when people are talking about their emotions and stuff like that, when they're drunk, they're really a little bit more intense.
It's a little bit more intense.
A little bit more, I don't want to say overboard, about things, but it's a lot. You're telling a lot more than you
a
would
lot more.
When you're drunk.
Yes.
So the other individual
and
can
repeating.
Take it a little bit easier when they're drunk as well. When you and I have our bank conversations sober... Right?
Like, yeah.
You and I are always stuck at the fucking bank together.
Yeah.
And we have our bank conversations, those are fine.
Yeah.
I can only imagine, though, that if I was drunk and telling you the same conversation, I'm sure it'd be 10 times longer, way more.
Right. But I'd be into it because I'd be drinking
drama,
too. So I'm like, yeah,
right?
Tell
I get,
me.
Okay.
What, right.
I get that. I can get that.
So it's like, it's not that it's good or bad. It's just if you are on a different level and someone's sober and. With girls especially, if someone's sober and someone's not, it's just the story doesn't.
Well, I'll even tell you what guys sometimes get in their emotions when they drink.
Oh, dude,
and they,
for sure.
Oh,
for sure.
And
I have to be drunk for that,
me
too.
Me too, because if I'm not and if I'm sober, I'm like, dude, I can't right
And
now.
It may come from years of bartending where it's like, I would have a shot
true.
Or two before the shift because I'm just like, I'm going to be sitting here listening to.
As a bartender, you hear everyone's shit.
And it's always just a drunken conversation.
Yeah.
If they connect with you in any way, you're fucked.
Oh, there's. I guarantee there's some people who sit there as, you know, ongoers of the bar.
Yep.
And the minute you make, eye contact
were
with them.
Are you nice to them at all?
Eye contact, they're
guys,
like, let me tell you my life. Barf
let me tell
from
you my
mouth,
life. Let me
everything.
Drink some more.
Yeah.
And, or like. Trying to party when you're at work, right? So they want to party with you and you're like, I'm fucking working, right? So I got to fucking drink to get on the level of, and not as much, but I would have like a shot, right?
Yeah.
And then like,
no, but that's
towards
that's
the end of the night,
to give
have
you
another
a
shot
to just edge off.
Yeah. So you could get a little bit
on that fucking that crazy train, right? Of like,
okay, all right, we're at work. Like, no, I'm not at work. I love doing this. And I don't just do it to get paid. I really like you. Like that fucking bullshit. It's hard to act like that all the time.
Oh, I can only imagine.
So when I was pregnant with
you've been an actress your whole life.
I know. No matter what I did, huh?
No matter what.
I'm always acting. Bartender.
You're like, yeah, I'm acting like I really give a shit about
So it comes out when like, so you had the moment where you stopped drinking. The only time that I stopped drinking is when I am pregnant, right? Mm. So I was pregnant with my first son and I would go out because I wanted to still go out. I just moved to this place. And so I was like wanting to still connect with girls or whatever.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of where that started, where I was just like, oh, damn. I gotta have a sip of something to deal with this shit. But I love you. You're awesome. But like, it's just a bit.
Okay. I can know it. I can feel like too, maybe pregnancy.
Oh, the whole thing.
Emotions too would
the
be.
The whole thing.
Like you're already dealing with a lot. And you're kind of like.
And I'm trying to like. Yeah.
Do you, part of you is like, I love you and I want to listen. But do you know what I'm dealing with right now? Because that is way worse than what you're saying and complaining about. Right. I can see that a little.
So, like I said, I didn't have the I'm not drinking because I want to be a better person like you. I just had to.
Mine wasn't being a
better
person.
Well, you wanted to get in shape. You wanted to not drink as much, right? Something? Yeah,
we'll say that.
Sure.
Mine was the fact that I drank more often than I probably should have on weekends with the guys. And it finally got to the point where I was like, maybe just for myself and for my mental health and for everything, I need to show myself that I can go a weekend or two without drinking and that I have to do it to go hang out. And that was the biggest thing there. So maybe it was for the good.
Yeah, it was to like show yourself that you're not a fucking alcoholic.
Correct.
Right?
That was the main reason behind it.
And not a lot of people do that. Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, if you know.
As a 23-year-old doing that, I was very proud of myself.
For sure. If I were to cut down right now, I'd be like, let me see if I could just have one glass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what? I'm going to prove to myself I'm not an alcoholic. I'm going to have one glass only a night. And that would be the most that I could do. Yeah. But hey, it's well known I'm a wino.
Listen, widely known.
Love wine. You know that my whole order during this carnivore coronavirus thing is wine. I just got cases of it.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. It was my whole order.
We have a whole stash. So
perfect.
I'm good.
So
we're
good. Like when the world ends.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Oh, my gosh. We nailed that earlier.
I know. I was very proud.
All right. So let's get to the drinking broette of the week. Who do we got?
So we actually had a few people send them in kind of for the same thing. So we're going to highlight it. And it's over the entire coronavirus deal that's going on right now.
Love it.
So a gentleman had sent in. He goes, hey, I just want to go ahead and say, we need to really honor and appreciate the epidemiologist. I can't even say the word right. I had to like Google it. Epidemiologists that are being thrown into the entire coronavirus situation.
Okay.
They are all doing their best they can give to the situation. And I'm sure they would really appreciate the support. They may not be the first responders, but they do provide as much pertinent information as they can to keep people informed about what's going on. So he was talking about, he goes, hey, my fiance, Rebecca Lewis, is one of the hardest working and most genuine people that I know. She's super caring and she's an epidemiologist. Epidemiologist. Yeah. I had to Google it.
Is.
I know. I literally Googled how does trans say it. I know we appreciate your work and all you do and all the healthcare officials going on in this crazy time. So cheers to you. And also, another woman had wrote in and just was saying that she was at Target and she saw there was an elderly couple sitting in their car.
Like afraid to go in kind of.
Afraid to go in during kind of the whole craze and epidemic of people gathering any type of stuff they can get out of Target. And they had stopped a woman and said, hey, they rolled down the window. Hey, can you help us out? We're elderly. We don't want to catch anything inside. We're more susceptible to it. Do you mind getting us this list of stuff? And this woman came out with this list of stuff for them. And basically what people just want to do right now is highlight basic human decency.
Yes.
Compassion, the kindness. Like and I think that's where we can throw out the bro of the week is to anyone out there who is helping other people, who is being compassionate, who is being understanding, who is not hoarding.
Yeah,
fucking stockpiles of shit and keeping it away from everyone else.
Yeah, if it's the last thing of something, leave it there. If you already have one or two in your cart, like, to me, like, if you're taking the last off the shelf, realize that you're taking the last off the shelf. And if you really don't fucking need it, right?
I feel like so many people think, like, oh, it's going to be restocked or whatever, so I can go ahead and take these 10 things of toilet paper. It's like, excuse me.
Too much, dude.
Like, you literally have, you know, 100 plus rolls of toilet paper.
Paper towels, tissues. I mean, you guys, we're fine.
It's a little bit nuts.
It's a little bit nuts, and it's feeding off each other.
It really is.
And that's the thing that I'm thinking. That's the thing that we have in common with this too, where it's just like, hey, like, I like highlighting people that are like, let's calm down and not make sure that we have everything we need. Make sure that everyone has everything they need. That's how I feel about it.
I know some people are going to sit here and contradict this and be like, well, it's survival of the fittest. Okay, got it. Here's the thing, though. You just bought a bunch of products. Okay, that's all you have. When it boils down to legit situations of survival of the fittest, that's not who has the most bulk products. That's who has the most guns, who has the most smarts, who has the most
wits.
Who's
able to fucking hunt, who can fucking cook shit over fire. Like,
so you think for 1 second, let me just tell you this, if shit was really to hit the fan and people were to go fucking nuts and go crazy.
And no toilet paper can get here.
You think toilet paper is going to save you from a guy with 17 fucking guns and ammo to rest, you know, to last a fucking year from stealing your shit?
Yeah.
No. Like, let's just use a little bit of common sense here. It's a virus. Yes, we need to be on our toes. We need to be safe. We need to be prepared. We need to be educated. We need to be ready for this. I get that. We're not saying that. We're saying be prepared. But we're saying don't go overboard. Don't freak the fuck out. Like, don't stress more than you need to, right?
I don't think that the stores are going to be closed for 3 months. Like, that's the way people are shopping. And I don't like it. I think it's fucking crazy.
It's a little bit crazy. That's the problem with situations like these in a little bit, is because you sit there and go, okay, is this a situation that we should be concerned about? Yes, absolutely. Is this a situation that we should have mass hysteria about? No.
Oh, like,
we should not. And the only scary part to me about this whole thing is the people. It's not really as much the virus, because if you keep yourself, like, if you're smart and you keep yourself clean and, like, actually, like, follow what the CDC guidelines are and everything else, you'd be fine.
Yeah. Don't go in big groups. Like, try and stay home, stay with just your family, whatever. That's
fine. It's the people that are the denomination, basically the common, scary factor of it all.
Yeah.
Is it?
I'm dealing with one. Not you. Not you.
So that's the only thing. So just listen.
So when people submitted, they submitted like a bunch of different broettes or just
everyone
people
was submitting
that
just
are
people
doing...
that they wanted to highlight. Just the people out there that were like, hey, listen.
Yeah.
Thank you for remaining calm in the situation. Thank you for helping each other out. Thank you for using compassion. Thank you for not stealing everyone's shit away from everyone else and like leaving stuff for people.
If you have people in your life that are older, ask if you if they want you to go to the store for them. Ask if they need anything, like stuff like that, instead of just like, I'm going to go to the store, I'm going to get everything, I don't want to tell anyone that I'm going because then they're going to want to take, just shit like that is fucking crazy right now. But that's where people go to. And it's just like.
And here's the thing, Tia. I don't know what the fuck is up with the whole like all the toilet paper being gone. By the way, you guys do realize, as a survival instructor, there's like so many things you can use besides like toilet paper, you know, just even in the woods or even in life, just, you know, you like you have paper towels, you have clothing that you can rewash over and over again. You have dipe up. You got fucking leaves. You got lichen. You got like woolly mullein. You have all this stuff like as toilet paper. That's like should be the least of your concerns.
I would think that was the weirdest thing to me.
Like, that's
why is that the first thing that you think?
Well, me and the cashier were talking about this today. It was because you guys actually are a lot more chill out here in Wilmington than you than we are out in Fayetteville. Okay. Everyone in Fayetteville is like freaking the fuck out, and every aisle is cleaned like
the fuck out.
Yeah, like there's no meat besides tofu.
God,
besides like vegetarian shit.
Yeah,
out here you guys are fine. There's just like some dry goods that aren't here. But I was asking her, we were talking about it, and we both just came to the agreement that the minute you start seeing people start hoarding shit, like, oh my God, why does this person have 5 things of fucking toilet paper or like 10 things of bottled water? All of a sudden people think that they
this person knows something that they don't know. And that they also start hoarding it. And then the next person does the same thing. And it becomes this like terrible like sequence of events. Right.
Yeah. So. And I'm not saying to not take it seriously.
No, like, there no, was no, a, there was take a, it seriously.
Yeah. There was a second to. Like where millennials were just like, I'm still going to the club. I'm still going to fucking parties. Like, oh, I don't give a fuck.
And you probably shouldn't be traveling. We're either. Not. Like, I know tickets are really cheap right now, but don't be smart.
Don't be smart.
You're gonna be quarantined for like at least 2 weeks.
Don't be crazy. Don't be selfish. Don't be fucking a hoarder.
Yeah.
But take it seriously.
For sure. There's a balance. And have humor in it all too. Like, don't stress it out. Like,
don't
really
try and freak. Don't freak out.
Yeah. Just hang out. Listen, enjoy the time off. At least I know for my husband, he'll be getting paid for the time off now.
Hang out with your family.
Yeah.
Hang out with your kids. Watch some fucking, if you haven't seen Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
I don't know if you're going to even know what the fuck we were talking about this entire episode, but you better watch it.
Binge watch The Bachelor. Shit. Make yourself feel better about your relationship and your life by watching these shows.
There you go.
So
that's a good way to look at it.
I love
this fucking thing.
This fucking
look, we're going to fix that. It's the virus. I don't know what to tell you. Anyways, we will see you guys soon. Good night.
Yeah, you've been watching every move and plotting your next move on every girl I'm moving on. Yeah, don't you better things to do.